Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Abused me, walked all over me, then turned on me, lied to me, said you would die for me. Then in front of folks, said you never knew me. This will be the last song I ever dedicate to you. 'Cause the truth is, you're not worth the ink, the paper, or my breath. Deceived and betrayed until there was nothing left. Held me with a false love in my bed, then denied it like it was all in my head. You used me and abused me, walked all over me, then turned on me, lied to me, said you would die for me. Then in front of folks, said you never knew me. Magic moments we once shared instantly turned to darkness. When you denied us having any happiness, we were living two lives, many lies. If I was in love the whole damn time, coming over my house, leaving after sex, just to find out all along I was your ex. And you had plans, yeah, for another rest, you're dead. You used me and abused me, walked all over me, then turned on me, lied to me, said you would die for me. Then in front of folks, said you never knew me. Who are you? All over me, then turned on me, lied to me, said you would die for me. Then in front of folks, said you never knew me. Who are you?
I'm truly living blue. You.
Good morning and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online. How are you this morning? Come in, sit down, relax. I decided to reschedule my show for today because yesterday I tried a show and so many things went wrong during that show. You know what? I decided it was meant for me to do it all over again. I was going to do it yesterday, and then I kept thinking and thinking, and honestly, I just kind of got lazy and just kind of chilled. After I got Daddy taken care of and had some breakfast myself. And then I got thinking, you know what, why don't I just do it in the morning again, but on Sunday. And so that's why I'm here with you this morning. You know, normally I don't do an early morning Sunday show, but I'm glad I got up. It took me a minute to do it. Yes, I hit that snooze button, but I'm here with you and I'm glad. I opened up today's show with a debut of Paul Davis's Brand New Day. He's an amazing artist out of the Pacific Northwest and just a beautiful, beautiful soul. You know, it's like when I see he and his wife out, just makes you feel good. You know, it just makes you believe in love just looking at the two of them because you can tell they really, really love each other. Then I went into one of my dear, dear friends and colleagues. He is an amazing producer, songwriter out of Arizona, and I played his brand new piece, which is called Who Are You, featuring Von Willis. That man's got a voice on him. Like I told Paris the other day, I am going to get to Arizona. Somehow I am going to get to Arizona because I want to go in a studio. I want to be present when they create this magic. And so one of these days that is going to happen. And then I played a song by Miss Ida Devine called Sometimes, closing out that set with my family, Black Stacks, this right here featuring my girl Felicia Lout. She is amazing. My daughter Brittany and I were just talking again the other day, you know, about how Felicia just has this authentic, organic feel about her. And she just is definitely the icing on the cake when it comes to the group Black Stacks. So anyway, I just said a mouthful, didn't I? But welcome to the coffee house. This is where I love to talk about topics when it comes to independent artists. This is where I like to show my support to all art forms, not just the music talents. I know it just really seems that I've kind of been drawn into the direction of supporting musical talents. But, you know, I started out as Lady Flava, a book reviewer. And, yes, I'm going to tell you, I got some books I got to get to reading. So, yeah, maybe I'll even work on one of those today. But so you'll see some reviews here in the future coming from me in regards to some of the talents that, the literary talents that have come my way. What else do I want to let you know? Well, if you pay attention to me online, you know I'm going to Vegas. This is a really, really big deal for me. I am going to Vegas. And I have not been to Vegas since I was 6 years old, and I'm going on 54 years old. So that's the first big deal. The second big deal is the fact that I get to see my business partner, Mark Van Claggett, perform as one of the tributes to The Temptation for the first time, because they're going to be performing down there while I'm there. And that's actually the reason why I'm going. The other thing is that I get the opportunity, my cousin Daryl, he performs with a group, a very well-known group called Human Nature. That's one of Smokey Robinson's groups, so I get to go see them and to see my cousin perform for the first time. And then I'm going to go to Sherry Gordy's show. And so I'm just really, really thrilled. I'm excited. This is something so very new for me to step out and go and do something grown up like this. I just don't do anything like this. And so, you know, maybe people don't get why I'm so excited, but I get it. I get it. And the people that are around, me get it too now that they realize I've never been to Vegas. And all of these firsts are going to take place for me while I'm there. And so I'm thrilled. I'm stepping out on faith. I'm having some business meetings while I'm there. You know, the beautiful thing is when I notified people I was coming, they were excited. They said they cannot wait to see and meet with me, you know. So there's a lot of concepts and ideas that I'm working on and really want to pull it off because my whole thing and what I do, you know, as being Lady Flavor and supporting independent artists is the fact that I need people to understand and impress upon them the importance of financially supporting artist projects. I think the bad thing about the era that we live in right now is it devalues the financial responsibility of supporting artists because so much is free. We're on the internet all the time. And so you, in a sense, have an you have access even to, like, listen to my show to hear the music for free, right? And so you don't have that sense of urgency of paying attention to when a project comes out and saving up your money and getting to the store, you know, to purchase it, because back in the day that was the only way you were going to get it. You know, now you can go and steal music from anywhere, even if it's not set up in a way that you can download it for free. You can still get it. I've done it myself. Yes, I have. You know, and so I really want you to understand that the value of the music should still be there, even though it's accessible to us much more than it was, say, 20 years ago. And so, you know, you can buy a track for 99 cents. 99 cents. You can go over to iTunes or CD Baby, you know, all these different online stores, and you can buy an artist track for 99 cents. And in a sense, you can create your own playlist. You know, people with their iPods, iPads, whatever, you know, you know, MP3 players. Okay, let me take myself back a little bit further. You know, you can download tracks for 99 cents. I do realize the challenge, though, is that a lot of people don't have credit cards or the ability to buy online. So when it comes to the digital downloads, that definitely is a challenge. But you know what? They have those cards that you can go load money on, you know, Walmart and different places. And I think that that is a good resource, period, for anybody that does need to purchase and pay for things online to be able to use those type of resources to do it. So please think about that. Brand new music coming out, 99 cents digital download, definitely, definitely worth, you know, supporting. The artists have to pay a lot of money. I mean, think about it. It really hasn't changed from back in the day, whether they're purchasing their own equipment to use in a home studio. That equipment's not cheap, you know, or whether they're saving up the money to go into a state-of-the-art studio, you know. When it comes to putting out a very fine product, you need to find somebody to mix and master. You need to get it licensed. There's so many steps that goes into a final product when it comes to music and when it comes to publishing a book. And I don't think that people definitely don't think about those type of things. Even like when I had Flavor Coffee House, the physical building, I don't think people thought about the fact that I had to maintain inventory. I had to pay taxes every month. I had to pay to have a sign on my building. I had to have $1 million insurance policy on my business. You know, there were so many things that I had to financially take care of. Do you know how many cups of coffee I had to sell to make sure those responsibilities were handled? So think about it. The music. The books, the art that is created for our enjoyment every single day. It takes time, first of all, and then it takes resources for the final product to be created. So please, please think about supporting our independent artists. This is how they grow. This is how they pay their bills. This is how they recoup the money that they have invested. This is how they continue to create for your pleasure. I want to jump into another track, And this track is by one of my favorite artists. She's out of Portland, Oregon, but guess what? I'm hoping I get to meet her in Vegas because she's down in Vegas right now. Her name is Toni Hill, and this piece is called Shubi.
even when his heart starts to bleed. He'll travel on along an empty road until he finds out.
Your eyes, and I realize you wanna change. loving all my days, my melanin in shape. Appreciating how I made, because how I baby comes naturally. Ain't nobody like me. We can live it to the top until the bottom will see the reflection of we create a heaven to see. That's where this unconditional love is like the birds and the bees. And so I lay on my beads, then we plant all these seeds, then we bloom it like we looming a path. And yeah, we kicking a path until they come, we laugh. Way our souls interact. It's like we're attached from the roots to the plant. I go ahead and grab my cat, they roll it up in a wrap. I go ahead and grab my cat, they roll it up in a wrap. I go ahead and grab my cat, they roll it up in a wrap. Yeah, 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 yeah. Be natural.
My love, you have taught me to express my feelings. Cause in the morning, girl, breakfast in bed, to celebrate all we had, long days ahead. Got me so caught up, I'm feeling your needs. Yes, and baby, don't wanna be selfish, girl. Just want you to see that you're beautiful in so many ways. I just want.
I want you to know
I love you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flavor Coffee House Online. This is kind of where I resurrected my coffee shop that I used to have back in 2003 to 2008. It was a place where I guess really where I was birthed as Lady Flavor, because it was called Flavor Coffee House. It's where I really, really stepped up and got involved with events here in Seattle, to, you know, being a book reviewer of African American literature, to selling art within my coffee shop and putting on weekly open mics for children and adults, and just a variety of things took place there, and that's where my passion for the arts came into play, and that's how I got involved with supporting artists online, you know, back in the days of MySpace. And you know, so a dear, dear friend of mine, my sister out there in Washington, D.C., April Sims, she's like, you know, why don't you call a show Flavor Coffee House? And I'm so glad that she encouraged me to do one of my shows, you know, kind of honoring my physical building that I used to have and the essence of what it was about. So this show is all about independent artists. Well, okay, you follow me, you know every show I do is about independent artists. The beautiful thing about the artists that I play for you, I can tell you stories about them. I have some form of connection with them, whether it's, you know, in person and they're here in Seattle. But guess what? I've met some artists that aren't from Seattle too. Or I just have a really, really strong connection with them. I work with their managers, their producers, their promoters. You know, I've got connections all over the world, and I'm blessed. I was just sitting here thinking about it when I was playing the music for you, how blessed I am. So I played Toni Hill with her piece, Shubi, and she's one of the artists I'm hoping I'm going to meet when I get down to Vegas. And then going into Tony Terry with one of his classics. Oh, my gosh, I didn't write the title down. I'm just going to blow it. I think it's When a Man Cries. I am so sorry, Toni Terry, When a Man Cries. And then going into my girl, Coley Williams. She just did a video release last night out there in Maryland for this song, Natural. And then Brian Christopher. Oh, gosh, everybody's kind of out there in the Washington, D.C., Maryland area. Brian Christopher is also from Washington, D.C., and his piece is Alone With You. So, you know, I was sitting here listening to the music that I'm playing, and I'm like, you know what? This is why you do what you do. This is why God put it in you to support artists. I have been so blessed over the years to come in contact, to have featured some of the most amazing independent artists there are around the world. And I love being able to share them with you. I've broken so many musical tracks here on my radio show over the years. And, you know, just, man, to be able to support artists, to be able to share them in this way is a blessing, you know. To get to know them takes it even further. And to really like them, because no, I don't like all of them, but to really like them, it's, you know, the icing on the cake. And I'm blessed to be in that type of position. My son said to me the other day, you know what, you just don't really understand who you're connected to. You know, I hear you on the phone, and we talk about projects and you know, what you're working on with who and, you know, here and there. And he's like, you know what? You just really need to focus on you. You just really need to focus. And we just need to put the record label together, you know, Mark's record label, which is Mark, which is Marlex Records, which is the Marlex of Flava Marlex Radio, and put Flava News. You know, really turn it into what it is we've been talking about for years. And, you know, the beautiful thing is when my children finally get what I do, they finally get it. You know, for so many years I heard them say, Mom, could you stop being Lady Flava? Could you just be Mom? Could you just be Susan? And now they finally get it. You know, they want to be involved. They want to, you know, go to the shows with me. They're excited about me going to Vegas. Michael, my son, you know, he's, when Mark was in town a couple weeks ago, you know, they talked, and Michael showed him interest in wanting to get involved in the business. The other day I had a meeting with J.C. Cage from Black Stax, and, you know, Michael came out and you know, they talked, and I just love seeing him do that. So I think I'm going to actually, you know, start having him come to my meetings with me. He's so very smart. He's kind of got an old soul. You know, he's 27 years old, but he is really, really smart. He's working with a hip-hop artist, and I love this particular artist out here. He's actually kind of my first introduction to hip-hop, because, no, I'm not a hip-hop head. I'm not. Just keep it real. Sugar Hill Gang was where it started, and it kind of ended, and I never got in to hip-hop. And I wasn't really, really introduced into it until 2009. And so there's definitely certain forms of hip-hop that I love and I appreciate. And my son Michael kind of helped bring that into my world. So I don't know. I was just sitting here, and I'm just really, really excited, you know, in all the opportunities and all the doors that God is opening up for me. And I don't want to take that for granted, you know. So I tell artists all the time to be ready to step through those doors when they open. And you can't be scared. Even if you're a little uncomfortable, you really can't be scared. Or even if you are, still go through the doors. That is only if you're prepared. That is only if you're prepared. Just because you're scared doesn't necessarily mean you're not prepared. I when I counsel and consult artists all the time, you know, I let them know what they need to have ready. When that person says, send me an email with, you need to have it ready. You can't, you know, sit there and start scrambling and throw something together. So be prepared. You know, there's so much more to this music. I remember having Tasha Taylor on Johnny Taylor's Baby Girl as a featured artist, who's an amazing talent herself. And she told me her daddy, Johnny Taylor, told her, and she witnessed it, you know, as she was coming up, you know, that the industry is 10% about the talent, but 90% about the business. And I'm definitely witnessing it. I'm witnessing that so much these days, you know, being involved with the business end of it. You've got to have your P's and Q's crossed. And because people are going to come along, business people are going to come along and know you're not knowledgeable. So fool them and make sure that you understand. Make sure that you have somebody to turn to consult with on things. You know, don't let the industry take advantage of you. Don't. There's too much information out there that can help save you. And so, you know, do your research. Don't just be gullible and say, oh, it sounds like a great deal, and jump into it. Do your research, you know. And I'm big on research, but I've learned even more recently why that means a lot to me. So anyway, going to jump back into some more music, and I'm going to play a piece by my new best buddy out of the ATL. This is Dave Tolliver with I Gotta Know.
Yeah. Midwest all day. Black poppy. Lion cubs. Yeah, man. Ladies, feel me on this one.
Can I hit it in the morning? In the middle of the day? In the midnight hour? Have it your way. Give me the blueprint. Show me direction. Just be my tour guide to your affection. Don't wanna hold you up or waste your time. Just put something on ya and leave it on your mind. So here's the question, I don't feel like guessing. How do I shorten the time to get your sexy ass undressed? And I don't feel like guessing. How do I show the time to get your sexy ass undressed?
You never knew exist while we in same spaces. I'm quitting from the molly, feeling real exotic. While I'm looking on your body on a beam like Scotty. The headboard knocking, the whole room rocking. Bragging to your partners how I'm knocking off your stockings. Now your partner wanna see, she want that thing. She heard that it's about 10 inches. But all I want is you, I don't rock like that. What I gotta do to get you in my bed? So here's the question, no guessing. What I gotta do to get that booty naked?
I'm in for my
keep you safe and warm.
To wonder if you want me by my side. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me no white. But it not mean nothing that you day be the right. You kept me waiting and I'm waiting all year. It made me start to wonder if you really I go care. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me for sure. But me not want no gala with it coming sincere. Cause you the apple of me eye, the star in the sky. You day and night, everything is alright. When me hold you up tight under this starlight, make me feel the thing bright. Now according to plan, I should've taken your hand, and then we start walking up a road commitment. But now I might be wonder why me waiting so long. Am I waiting for your heart or your mind to fall on? No.
I've been waiting here for so long for your love, and that's so strong. It is right, could never wrong.
Never wrong, baby.
Waiting here today, turns night. Waiting here for hours on time. Feels like waiting here for all my life.
You kept me waiting and I'm waiting all
waiting
night. It made
so
me start
long
to wonder if you want me by my side. Love loving when we have a lot, feeling me no right. Would it not mean nothing that you did be right? You kept me waiting and I'm waiting all year. It made me start to wonder if you really are go here. Love loving when we have a lot, feeling me for sure. But me not want no gala with it coming sincere. Cause you be listening to me, be tell you story. Melody that make you feel airy. When me voice it sweetly, and you call me baby, that me one and only. All the things sing say and never gone stray. Cause when you give me love, me give it back same way. And all we want, dream about night and day. It's how we can make it somehow, some way.
I've been waiting here on this hill for your love, and that's so real. You know that's the thing I wanna feel.
Feel that, girl.
Waiting here, daydream of your kiss. Waiting for the touch of your lips. You know that's the thing I just can't.
Have a lot, feeling me no right. But it not mean nothing that you did be right. You kept me waiting and I'm waiting all year. It made me start to wonder if you really are go here. Love loving when me have a lot, feeling me for sure. But me not want no gala with it coming sincere. Don't keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again. Don't keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again. No, keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again. No, keep me waiting, waiting in vain. Waiting for some loving that could never come again.
Be careful what you do, 'cause the lie is gone. strong advice. Just remember to always think twice. Do think twice. She told my baby we danced till three, and then she looked at me, then showed a photo of baby crying. His eyes look like mine. We going dance on the floor and around, baby.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sitting over here chair dancing. I'm about to stand up and, but you know, I gotta be nice. Everybody's asleep here. Everybody's asleep, so I want to wake them up. But anyway, man, we started out that set with Dave Tolliver with I Gotta Know, going into Mr. Chapman and Sister Love with Waiting. Okay, can nobody tell me that is just a bad remake of Billie Jean? Country style. This man, David Britt, made me fall in love with country music. I met him just, maybe a little over a month ago online, right? And now I'm a fan. I am a big fan of David Britt. The fiddles, the string, the guitar, everything in that piece, top musicianship, like top musicianship. Okay, then I close out that set with Adina Howard, Miss Adina Howard, award-winning track. She won an award for Best Dance and Club Song for Switch. So, do you see the people that I get connected with, the people that I'm blessed to be able to play on Flava Marlux Radio? Mark and I are just thrilled. We're thrilled with, the feedback we get on the radio shows, the following that is just growing and growing and growing all over the world, to just being able to be connected. You know, very few of the artists that I play, I've never had any kind of contact with, I mean, sometimes somebody slips in here and just, it's all about just kind of getting their music played and then they just don't stay connected. I think it's really important to stay connected. When people like you and they feel like they're a part of your world, they kind of support you a little bit more. I'm just going to keep it real. The artists that thank me, that repost, that I play their music, they get a little bit more attention because it's what I call a win-win. You will see me online talk a lot about win-wins. And I think that's really, really important, especially in this industry, because that's how you get a leg up. Trust and believe, there is room at the top for all of us. I am not in any competition with anybody. I support other radio shows. I repost about them. I go and I listen to them, this is a great way, especially when it comes to independent artists, to get their music heard, especially when it comes to internet radio shows. It's much easier, of course, because, the mainstream radio FM stations are monopolized by Clear and different other, corporations. And so when it comes to independent radio, and guess what? We have a large reach. We have a very large reach. People can download our shows and play them, on their devices as they go about their day. I have a very big following in Africa, Asia, South America, and Europe. And so, they come back when it fits their time zones and all, and they listen to the show. And so internet radio, Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, they got the rich and famous up on here now. Did you know that? It started maybe about 6 months ago, and I'm like, wow, okay. Tavis Smiley, Oprah Winfrey, I mean, they've all been on Blog Talk Radio, and I got my account in like 2008, So, man, we're doing a lot of stuff, and we need to support each other. And when it comes to independent artists, they deserve our support. There's some amazing quality talents that are coming from all over the world. I'm really proud to be from Seattle, Washington. I'm really proud to represent some of the talents from my hometown. They're like hidden talents up here. And one of the things that I'm working on is really, really being able to put together a regular showcase that takes place. There's so many talents that want to come to the Pacific Northwest, just as there are talents from here that want to go places. And so a few years back, my business partner and I, J.C. Cage, we started something called Unity Through Arts Exchange. And this is where, we want to be able to bring artists out here and also send artists somewhere else. And so it's building relationships with other promoters around the United States, venues around the United States, radio DJs around the United States, because it's all about, you know, again, I'm going to say it, win-win. When you set up a show, artists need to get paid. They really need to get paid. The venues, of course, need to get paid. You know, everybody who's involved needs to walk away with some money, especially when I'm talking about quality artists, ones that have mastered their crafts. Okay, if you're coming up still and you really have not been out there and been seen, heard, experienced, that's a little bit different. You got to pay your dues. But when it comes to top quality artists, you cannot expect them to come somewhere and walk away with $100. I'm sorry. That you know, or I don't know. Yeah, there's some stories I'm definitely going to tell. And I'm writing a book. Let me just put it out there again. I'm writing a book. So there are all kinds of interesting advice, stories. I'm not going to name names. You know, I'm not going to name names. But, you know, there's some things that I've experienced as the artist cheerleader. You know, and I think that it can help, you know, people kind of understand this industry a little bit more. It's pretty interesting. It's challenging, and I think that's why I'm still here, is because I love the challenge of it all. So I want to jump back into some more music. Which direction do I want to go now? You know, I think I'm going to go hip-hop. Okay, I'm going to play a piece from one of the artists out here in the Pacific Northwest. This is Cheyenne Salah with his piece, Love.
But it's like, when it all comes down to it, the most incredible, precious thing in the world is love. It's the one thing that's missing right now. About to bring it back.
All I want to spread is love.
Love is God.
As far as my eyes can see, all I gotta give is love.
Love is light.
And baby, you can have it for free.
Love is people.
What else could there ever be? Ain't nothing up for love.
Love is you.
That's all I ever wanna love. Be. Ain't nothing up for love.
Get love.
That's all I ever wanna be. Ain't nothing up for love.
Get love, like.
That's all I ever wanna be.
And nothing in this rhyme will be negative. Pump up the volume and listen to my sedative. Bet it is a remedy to remedy your problem. Now sit back and relax to the soundtrack of Solomon. French kiss and the rhythm that God got him following. That's what I'm talking about, boy. Glad you heard my hollering. Now you can get a world every ounce of your parliament. Don't worry about that hook, cause I got it like Jabard is. Priceless. And they compare me to Christ. It's time to change them seeds in the game. Need a license. No more writing raps if it ain't categorized as timeless. You can no longer walk the street ignorant and mindless. And if you see a dime that's in need of a companion, picture her in the pantheon. I'm peeling a mandarin. Please understand she can give birth to the next champion. Muhammad Ali, crib walking through the Vatican. Go!
All I wanna spread is love.
Dominican living in the minor league, trying to be the Joneses, breathing life in the bones. So many unknowns and it's time to atone it. Hold it in the bosom, though it's written through the stone. It's hard to undo this Maya Angelou poem. Microphone phonetics got this prophet in the zone. And everything we speak becomes birth inside the home. So what a man thinks shows up to say hello. So all y'all gotta do is get love and get dough. Cause anything after that adds pollution to the globe. And Mother Nature don't like nobody stepping on her toes, yeah. Especially when she about to start her period. Respect that game, this feminine thing is serious. And they just looking for somebody with experience, yeah. Turn up the volume if you curious and hear it like go.
All I wanna spread is love. All in my heart.
need a meal for every single one of them that's been killed. Adam died of diabetes, cancer, swine flu victims. And Adam with the slaves and the alcoholic sick ones. Put an extra meal for every kid in the war. Under the age of 25 and stationed offshore. Then take me to that valley where the silicone is made. Get a black card for every single one that died of AIDS. No need for the real estate to ever get a raise.
Everybody the same color, Stevie Wonder would speak. What if Abraham Lincoln never freed the slaves? What if weed was legal, I had trees for days? What if Lil Wayne cup was filled with Kool-Aid? LL was a nerd, he wasn't really Cool J. What if the NRA changed all the gun laws? And no one could buy guns out the gun store. What if my Kevin Hart was like 6 feet tall? It probably wouldn't be funny at all. Everybody rocking gold cause it's Trinidad James. But what if this you had on fake gold chains? What if the black man could swim and the white man could jump? What if the Reeboks never made the pump? What if Kobe and Shaq never had beef? Cause probably had 10 rings apiece. What if O.J. Simpson would've fit that glove? What if Whitney Houston would've never did drugs? What if Sean Poe would never shot the gun in the club? What if the homie Eazy-E would've wore that glove? What if the Crips wore red, the Bloods wore blue? What if Dr. Martin Luther King dreams came true? What if Chris and Rihanna never had that fight? Shooter never checked his phone, it would've been a good night. It's what if.
Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
Yeah, man. Just chilling in the crib, you know. Got the Ciroc on the rocks. Look like the sun coming out, man. Yeah. Would it be a mess? Never got knocked by the feds. What if Black Just never got shot in the leg? What if LeBron played Jordan in his prime? Both would probably be dunking from the free line. But there was no more coke in Washington Heights. What if Django was directed by Spike? What if Trayvon was a white kid with a hoodie on? Rest in peace to all niggas in the hood that's gone. What if Dougie Fresh never met Slick at the party? Then hip-hop wouldn't have had no lottie-dottie. What if they stopped making those Air Force Ones? I'd be all f***ed up, I love my Air Force Sons. What if Trigger stopped itching? No more killing in the hood. What if they stopped snitching? What if Kendrick Lamar never kicked that verse? Would the hip-hop game be better or worse? It's what if.
Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
Yeah.
Nappy.
Went platinum with this rap a few years ago. Went some places in this world we don't usually go. I learned some valuable lessons we don't usually know. I seen some ups and downs, but life's beautiful. I learned nothing that's promised before you leave for faith. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people wanna see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind, cause they running the place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love, cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and savor the taste. See, when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick in the snare, and I promise
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part. I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here. I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
Will I make it to the top of the heap, or will I fall down? Touching these peeps is all I know now. Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't there, then how the heart gon' make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after this vision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get you feeling. If you're believing, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and wait, cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate. I'm coming.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part. I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here. I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
They say the grind don't stop, 24-7, the hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the cat and drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection, this verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness, without the first 48, people come and go throughout your life, but it's all what you make of the situation. Each is different time and place. Rhyme and reason like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends is best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part. I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here. I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part. I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Now listen for the proof in the stories that we told flowing. Deep truth to rewire
Hey, you're well, John. Got the right foot in the door, the left coasting in the rain. My life's back on these tracks, no longer in my veins. This pain in my brain is not contained a name for the syndrome. My love for hip-hop is definitely a symptom. I'm gonna make you move to the mood of the music. Take one hit, but please don't abuse it.
This is all we know. This is all we are. Grab hold of the moment until the moment is ours. Gonna reach for the moon till we came from the star. Grab a hold of the moment till the moment is ours.
That's me and my team with some young guns running through these caves chasing dreams. Stay clean, we ain't on the big screen, cause everything you see ain't quite what it seems. Who's the king? Where's the crown? Why's it matter if we all from the town? We all bleed the same color on the record when it spins, so it's up to you to toughen up the skin. Get it in. I live my life like this is my last ride, and I've been making real rap since rap died. My point being, through me, hip-hop is still alive. This is God's son, and I ain't talking about knives. Got a hold of the moment, the moon is in his pocket, with the stars in his eyes, tell me who's gonna stop it. One life to live, no time for nonsense, nonsense. That's why I take off like a rocket. I'm feeling higher than I ever felt, and tighter than Orion's belt. Sicker than a dying rapper, that's why they follow my rules like the next chapter. Love, what we all after. And if not, you probably a cold bastard. End up alone writing songs about nothing. At the end of the road, don't you wanna show something?
This is all we know. This is all we are. Grab hold of the moment until the moment is ours. Gonna reach for the moon till we came from the star. Grab hold of the moment until the moment.
I want to thank everyone who's listened to this show live. I appreciate all the feedback I've been getting during the show. That's amazing. It was kind of a last minute thing because things didn't work out when I did my show yesterday, technical difficulties and all, and so I deleted that show and decided to redo it and to do it early this morning before my family gets up. So I hope you enjoyed the music that I play. I try to play a gumbo pot of music on the Flavor Coffee House show because there's just an amazing array out there, and I really believe that you can blend them all together and make it work. Sometimes when you're exposed to music that you're not usually drawn to in the beginning, you might find you have an appreciation. It's just like me being exposed to David Britt, country artist out of North Carolina, and now I absolutely love his music. I can't say that I like all country artists because I've been getting hit up by some other country artists on Twitter, and I haven't found anybody else that I've been drawn to like his. But I guess it's like with any other genres, you know, there's hits and misses, and but that's new for me, you know, and he's my only country artist so far. I hope that there'll be some other country artists that'll come my way. But doing a show like this and being open, you know, to experiencing and also exposing a variety of independent artists, this is where I really get to do that. Some shows I kind of have a theme that goes along with it or a certain genre or whatever, but the coffee house shows, it could be a hit or miss from gospel to rap to pop and rock. You just never know what you might hear. So I want to thank you, and I hope you really enjoyed it. You know, I am sure that I played something that, you know, is not necessarily what you would have thought you would like, and maybe you found yourself, you know, tapping your toe and getting into the groove of it. I want to play an artist. I've really become extremely fond of him. We communicate quite a bit on Skype. from all the way over there in Australia. This is Jefferson with You Are the Love.
There is a magic in you, a mystery I hold on to, and I won't ever let go. You are the love, you are the love, you are the love. There is a fire in you, a rhythm I hold on to.
I only wanted to dream, wanted to Nobody wins this war.
Nobody wins this war.
You were okay. Come on.
In the heat of war, I'm not afraid to die. For what I believe is on the other side. Peace and love, no disgrace. Nobody wins a war in this human race.
Nobody wins this war.
Nobody wins,
nobody wins
this war.
Oh, 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 oh.
Nobody
wins this
war.
And I need to try to get all four of those artists on stage one day. Two of them are here in Seattle, Washington. One's in Australia, and one's in the ATL, but she's actually in Africa right at the moment. But anyway, in this last set, I played Jefferson with You Are the Love, going into Andrea Desmond with Run. Reggie LaFleur with Something Wrong, and closing out this set with my girl, Yawande. I am working real hard to try to get her to Seattle for several different reasons. But she's a social activist. That is an amazing, amazing talent, as you could just hear. Just powerful voice. And she does work across the United States, mostly on the East Coast here. She's hoping to get out to the West Coast and Midwest to get into some of the communities and universities and get some work going there. But right now she's in Africa, and just doing some powerful things. She's an amazing person. And when I talk about being blessed, I mean, she's like one of the blessings. You know, when I have a conversation with her, it's such a sisterhood. I have such an admiration for who she is as a woman, as an artist, and the responsibility that she takes in needing to affect change in communities, needing to uplift our youth and you know, help them understand, put them in a position to succeed. I think that's one of the things that we fail. We blame a lot on our youth, right? But we don't look internally. We don't look into our own homes, our own situations, our own schools, our own churches, our own communities as to, did we fail these youth? You know what? Somehow they were brought up, right? Who brought them up? That's one of the reasons why J.C. Cage and I did the show a few weeks back called State of the Art, State of Emergency Alert. And it was, you know, in a sense, you know, trying to bring people together and start having these conversations as to what's going on in our communities, what can we do to affect some change, what are the responsibilities of artists in what they're creating and how it affects our communities, how it affects our youth. You know, come on now, there really isn't any censorship. There just isn't. I don't care what anybody says. You can put that little label on there. The kids are still being exposed to. I don't know how many artists play their music in their car as they drive their little toddlers around. And then all of a sudden the toddlers are singing and bobbing their heads. Okay, is it really appropriate music for the children to be exposed to? I remember when I was coming up, you know, we got sent out the room if they were playing Al Green, you know, Diana Ross or something, you know. And so I think that kids are growing up way too fast. They're exposed to too much before they are at a level of maturity that they can handle being exposed to things. And so that's one of the things that, you know, Jason and I want to address, you know, and do regularly. I think we're going to do the SEA shows on a monthly basis, so I definitely will let you know when the next show is going to take place. The feedback on the first show was absolutely amazing. The listenership, just off the roof. The archives, every day, honestly, every day is going up. So somebody's coming back or somebody's being exposed to, and so it's just showing me that people are ready to have the conversation. People want to hear. People want to understand. And so you never know what's going to be talked about here on Flava Marlux Radio, because it's all about supporting independent artists, but it's all about, you know, doing things better, being right by each other, building win-wins, playing a really great role model for the young. In our families, in our communities, wherever we're exposed to youth. We need to really be mindful of that, taking back the respectability of who we are and what we do. You know, let's really be conscious about that. I want to thank everyone who tuned in to Flava Coffee House today. This was a last-minute show, but I appreciate everyone who hung out with me live, to those that come back and check out the archives. It is all about, you know, spreading the love and sharing some great, great talents with you. From here in the Pacific Northwest, in Seattle, Washington, where I am, to across the United States and even around the globe. So have a great, great Sunday, and join me tomorrow night for Flava's Global Listening Party. Take care.